So now Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, completing the 8th Perek, and begin Perek HaOvarot of the 9th Perek of Masechet Chulin. Some of the topics we learned about include Chaylev V'dam. Some prohibitions apply only to Chaylev, certain fats of an animal, and some only to Dam, the blood of an animal, such as Me'ila, personal benefit from Hekdesh, Pigul, a carbon that was offered with the wrong intentions, Neiser, meat of a carbon left past the time it may be eaten, and Tamei, eating the meat of a carbon while the person is Tamei. En l'chad davar shenasa mitzvasei u'moylen boy. After something has already accomplished its purpose, there is no longer me'ila. Tumas eichel, the tuma of food items, the halacha of yad, a handle, something attached to the food that serves as a means of holding it, transmits tuma to and from the food, as if the tuma touched the food itself. And shemer, something attached to the food that serves as a means of protecting it, transmits tuma to and from the food, as if the tuma touched the food itself. And also combines with the food to form the minimum size requirement of a kebeya to be susceptible to tumas eichel. If one slaughters a non-kosher animal on behalf of a non-Jew, and it is still moving and showing signs of life, it is immediately considered food and is susceptible to the tumah of food, but it is not considered nevela until it dies.